The authorities did their best to protect civilians. Air raid warning posters were distributed around towns advising people.
When an enemy air raid takes place by day, the following signal will be given on a siren at Hertford Ware and Bishop Stortford. There will be three short blasts, followed by one long blast, repeated at intervals of 15 seconds, four times. When the air raid is over and all is clear, the following signal will be given. One long blast, followed at an interval of 15 seconds by another long blast. During an air raid, the public are advised to remain indoors and not collect in crowds outside.
Despite this, some people couldn't resist going outside to stare at the vast airships and see for themselves the damage that they wrought.
October the 13th, 1915. The Great Air Raid on Hertford by German Zeppelin. Nine killed, 44 bombs dropped on the town, 30 incendiary, 14 explosive. On the evening of this day, Fred and Arthur were out when Mother, Daisy, and myself went out to the front gate to see the Zeppelin we could hear. One had been heard going over earlier. At about just before 10 p.m., we all saw the Zeppelin approaching from the direction of Ware Park or Benjow, and it appeared to turn so as to go over the town. Daisy ran upstairs to get some glasses to see with when the explosions began. We ran indoors. The noise was terrific, but it didn't keep on for long, and then the Zeppelin passed on. We all three then set out to see what had happened.
We could not get beyond Old Cross, as apparently some streets were stopped for traffic and the pavements were strewn with broken glass. After walking down St Andrew Street a short way, we returned home. Fred and Arthur brought a friend in and we had a good supper. Arthur went back on duty and we went to bed.